I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Scott?
Speaking. Who's this?
Scott. How are you? My name is Bill. I'm Hannah's father.
Oh, hi, Bill. How are you? It's a pleasure to talk to you finally.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you finally, too. You've been dating my little princess for the last 4 months.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Well, so have I, and I think it's high time that we met, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We should plan like a dinner or something where all of us can get together.
Well, I have a better idea. Instead of everybody getting together, how about just you and me get together next weekend and bond a little bit? The two of us. Man on man.
Sure. If that's what you'd like, why not?
Yeah, that is what I would like, Scott.
Sounds good to me, sir. I'm looking forward to it. What do you have in mind?
Well, I thought maybe you could come over to my place and we could play My Little Pony.
Yeah. What?
I said I thought maybe you could come over to my place and we could play some My Little Pony.
That's pretty funny. Hannah told me you have a sense of humor. That's great.
What's funny?
The My Little Pony thing. That's hilarious.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Very funny.
Scott, I was being truthful when I said I'd like to play My Little Pony with you. It's my hobby. I've been playing My Little Pony since I was a boy.
Oh, okay. She never mentioned that.
Oh, well, I'm surprised. I have over 143 ponies, and I've set up my basement as my pony cave.
A pony cave?
That's right. Got my own pony cave. I designed an entire pony city where the ponies live. You're going to love it.
Wow, sir, that sounds really creative.
Yeah, well, you don't know a lot about me yet, but I'm a hard worker, and if you work hard enough one day, you can have your own place with your pony cave. Right now, though, you can come over to mine.
That's super generous of you, sir. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, some people think My Little Pony is more of a kid's thing, but I think everybody can play with the ponies. Don't you, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, ponies are popular. Everybody wants one, right?
Yeah. As a young boy, I wanted one. Now I got 143 ponies and my own pony cave in the basement.
Wow, sir, that's a lot of ponies.
Well, it's good to hear that you're supportive, because no man would ever be allowed to date my little girl if they thought my hobby was just for kids.
Oh, no. Like, what you're doing seems super special. And
yeah.
Honestly, I could probably see myself getting into that someday, too.
Well, let's make someday sooner than you think. Come on over next weekend. You want to be Rainbow Dash or Twilight Sparkle? I'd advise you to answer carefully.
You know what, sir? You're the expert. Whatever you think is right.
Before you get ahead of yourself, I always play with Pinkie Pie. That's my girl.
Pinkie Pie.
I assumed, probably because Pinkie Pie is so cool, you were thinking you'd play with her, but no, not at my place.
No playing with Pinkie Pie at your place.
Nope. And I have not told anybody this, but sometimes Pinkie Pie gets sick, and I got to put her in the pony hospital.
You have a pony hospital?
Well, of course, Pony City. And, yeah, when that happens, I play with Applejack.
Like the cereal?
Applejack is one of the ponies in My Little Pony, probably one of the most popular ones.
Oh, cool.
I like Applejack a lot. She's got little hearts on her rear end.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's a whole new world that you're opening me up to, sir.
We should make it a sleepover, actually. I was thinking about it.
A sleepover?
Yeah, that way we can play My Little Pony at night, and then we can get up nice and early and play another round or two before you have to go.
Ah, shucks. That sounds great, but I might actually, I have, like, a couple plans.
We should get drunk, too, when we play with them. That'd be fun. It gets really fun when you tie one on while you're playing with the ponies.
Is Hannah going to be there?
No. I need some guy time. You and I are going to bro out.
Just some bro time.
Yeah, so Saturday, then, you're coming over, and we're going to play My Little Pony. Probably till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll get up around 7 and play another round.
You know, I'd love to. That sounds so great.
Yes,
but I should probably check in with Hannah, because I know she plans a lot, and we're a couple, so, you know, just want to do right by her.
Well, I've already talked to Hannah, and she's the one who set you up for this prank phone call, so I'm sure she'd be fine with it.
Wait, what?
That's right. This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your girlfriend Hannah set you up.
Oh, my God. No.
She said that you were nervous about meeting her father and wanted to freak you out a little bit.
Oh, thank God, dude. Man, I was freaking out. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Well, you're probably freaking out because I wouldn't let you use Pinkie Pie. That's probably not understandable, Scott.
That's exactly it. That's why.
Well, then fine. You can use Pinkie Pie when you come over.
Deal.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5. You love